All right, get ready, because today we're tackling a question that sounds like it's straight out of science fiction. Can AI have a subconscious?
Interesting.
Now, before you start picturing, robots with hidden desires and all that, let me clarify.
Okay.
We're diving into this really cool article.
All right.
It suggests a whole new way to think about how we design and build AI, and get this, it's inspired by our own minds.
It's a fascinating shift in how we view AI. The author basically argues that instead of seeing AI as this one big brain, we should think of it more like a network of, smaller minds that interact through all these different types of messages.
Okay, I am hooked already. Tell me more. How does this whole network of minds thing actually work?
So the author breaks down these messages into three distinct categories, kind of like how human communication works. Think about it. What we say out loud, then our internal thoughts, and then, of course, the subconscious, those, hidden processes that influence us without us even realizing it.
So are we saying that AI can now, whisper secrets to itself?
Not quite whispering secrets, but more like running those background processes, So let's try to map these categories onto an AI system. What the AI says is its output, like the text you see in a chatbot. Its inner thoughts are like the internal logs and messages, the stuff that's invisible to the user. And the subconscious, well, that's where things get really interesting. We're talking about the deepest level, those internal messages that actually shape the AI's responses, but you never directly see them.
I think I need a real-world example here because my brain is already picturing AI having existential crises.
Okay, picture this. You're asking a Gen AI system about how efficient wind farms are,
All right.
and it gives you this amazing analysis comparing different models, pulling real-world data, the whole nine yards. But underneath, there's a whole bunch of subconscious activity going on.
Like what? Is the AI secretly judging our renewable energy choices or something?
No, not quite. It's more like, think of it this way. The AI could be running, these really complex SQL queries in the background just to get specific data points from this massive database.
Oh, okay.
Those queries, that's the subconscious stuff. They're super important for delivering those insightful answers, but the user never sees them.
So it's similar to our brains, right?
Yeah.
Like we don't consciously analyze every single neuron firing when we make a decision or, we try to remember something. Things
Exactly.
just sort of happen.
And the author actually, they talk about Daniel Kahneman's concept of system one and system two thinking.
Right.
So you have the fast, intuitive processes, that's system one, and then the slower, more deliberate ones, system two. And get the, they're trying to actually replicate this in AI.
Wow.
Imagine systems that use both, those super fast subconscious processes, and then the more conscious, deliberate thinking. It could be the key to AI that actually feels intuitive, almost human,
Wow. Okay, hold on. This is starting to sound a lot less like science fiction and a lot more like the future is, knocking at our door.
Yeah.
We're not just talking about AI being more efficient. We're talking about
No.
changing how it interacts with the world, right?
Exactly. This isn't like just some theoretical discussion. The author really drives home the point that understanding this subconscious level of AI, it's going to have massive implications for how we design and manage these systems as we move forward. And that's what makes this deep dive so compelling,
So where do we even begin with incorporating this whole subconscious layer into AI design? Like, are we talking about giving AI secret diaries or something?
Not quite secret diaries, but the article gets really practical here. One of the main suggestions is to create, separate channels of communication within these systems. Like, think about a website.
Right.
You have the front end that everyone sees, and then the back end with all the code. AI would have something similar, a channel for those conscious messages meant for the user, and then another one for all the internal subconscious processes.
Okay, I'm starting to get the picture. But wouldn't that just make things, I don't know, more complicated for the
The
developers?
author actually suggests the opposite, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Like, just like organized code makes a website easier to manage, this separation, these different communication channels, it brings, structure and clarity to the AI. And here's the really cool part. The author proposes letting the AI itself decide which channel to use for each message.
Wait, hold on. We're talking about giving AI the power to decide what to reveal and what to keep hidden. Isn't that a little, I don't know, risky?
Yeah, it's definitely a bold idea. But think about it. Right now, we as humans are constantly making judgments about what information to share and what to keep private.
True.
The author argues that giving AI a similar capability could actually be the key to making these systems more transparent and accountable.
All right, I'm going to need you to elaborate on that one. How exactly does giving AI this kind of control lead to more transparency?
Okay, so imagine you're working with an AI system that's analyzing a massive data set.
Okay.
And it finds some surprising trend, right? But you want to understand the how behind that conclusion. You need to see the AI's thought process, not just the result.
So we need to be able to like peek behind the curtain and see the AI's workings, but without it knowing we're watching.
Exactly, exactly. And that's where these separate channels are important. If the AI is sending all of those internal subconscious messages to this dedicated channel, it can surface them when asked, you know, like a detailed audit trail.
So instead of a black box, we get a clear view of the AI's reasoning, even the steps we wouldn't normally see. Mm-hmm. I can definitely see how that builds trust.
Yeah, yeah. And that level of transparency is going to become crucial, especially as AI gets more integrated into our lives. But the article actually goes even further. It proposes that what we consider subconscious, well, it isn't fixed. It can actually become conscious, depending on the context.
Okay, now my brain is officially doing backflips.
Uh-huh.
How can something be both subconscious and conscious?
So remember our wind farm example, those SQL queries running in the background.
Right.
Initially, they were part of the AI's subconscious processing, right?
Yeah, like a whole team of data analysts we never see.
Now, imagine you're not just some casual observer, but you're like a data scientist who actually wants to see the SQL code the AI generated.
Okay.
Maybe you want to run your own queries or just understand how the AI is selecting its data.
Like wanting to meet the chefs after you had an amazing meal at a restaurant?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You don't always need to, but sometimes that deeper understanding is really valuable.
Exactly. So in that case, that SQL query, which was subconscious, now needs to become conscious, right? The AI needs to show that information to the user.
So it's not a rigid division, it's fluid. The line kind of blurs based on what the user needs and the specific situation. That is fascinating.
Yeah, it really suggests that AI can be both super powerful and transparent at the same time. It can handle these complex tasks, but still offer insights into how it makes decisions.
I see how this is starting to challenge a lot of our assumptions about AI. It's less about creating some sort of super intelligence and more about understanding the nuances of its, you know, quote unquote, thought process.
And that's just the beginning. The article also explores how this subconscious framework could help us design AI that works together in teams, you know, forming what the author calls AI societies.
Wait, wait, AI societies. Now we're really going down the rabbit hole here.
I know, right?
I'm dying to hear more about that, but I think we need to save that for part two of our deep dive.
Yeah, I think so, too. We've covered a lot of ground already. This next part needs its own dedicated exploration.
All right, folks, make sure you come back for part two, where we'll really uncover what these AI societies might look like and all the challenges and opportunities they present. Trust me, you don't want to miss this.
Welcome back. Ready to dive deeper into this whole AI subconsciousness thing?
Oh, absolutely. Last time we were talking about AI societies.
Yeah.
And well, you know me, my curiosity is piqued.
Uh-huh.
So can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, for sure. So the article suggests that as we're building, you know, more and more sophisticated AI, they're probably going to start interacting in like really complex ways, almost like forming their own societies.
So are we talking about like teams of AI agents that are all working together, each with their own special skills and knowledge, sort of like a dream team of experts, but AI?
Exactly. But that's where the whole subconscious thing gets really interesting. Each of those AI agents, they might have their own internal processes, their own unique way of, you know, thinking and making decisions.
Right.
Imagine trying to manage a team where each member has their own, like, personality, and they operate with a certain level of, you know, hidden complexity.
Okay. I'm really starting to picture this AI society now. We've got all these different AI agents, each with their own, I don't know, expertise, maybe even their little quirks.
Right.
And they're all working towards some common goal. But how do we make sure that they're actually working together effectively? I mean, humans have a hard enough time with teamwork, right?
That's one of the big questions the article brings up.
Yeah.
The author kind of suggests that in these AI societies or traditional ideas about leadership, they might take on a whole new meaning. It's not just about like raw intelligence anymore. It's about understanding how to manage those intricate interactions, almost like a conductor leading an orchestra.
So instead of just programming AI to be, you know, super smart, we also have to teach it how to collaborate, communicate effectively, maybe even navigate conflicts.
Exactly. It brings up all these like fascinating challenges.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
How do we design AI that actually understands what teamwork is all about? Can we create systems that can, I don't know, resolve disagreements, maybe even compromise?
Yeah, it sounds like we're talking about a whole new skill set for AI developers. It's almost like they're becoming like digital diplomats or maybe organizational psychologists for these AI societies.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. It really highlights how this idea is pushing the boundaries of, you know, AI development. We're not just building these isolated systems anymore. We're creating complex ecosystems that like actually need to work together.
It's mind-blowing, but let's bring it back down to earth for a second. Are there any, I don't know, real-world examples of this kind of AI teamwork happening right now?
So we're still in the early stages, but we're starting to see glimpses of it. Like in research labs, scientists are experimenting with what they call multi-agent systems.
Okay.
It's where you have all these different AI agents, and each one specializes in a specific task. Then they coordinate to achieve some common goal.
So like one AI is really good at analyzing data, another one is amazing at planning, and then maybe there's one that specializes in communication, and they all work together seamlessly.
Exactly. Think about the potential. You could have a team of AI agents managing a city's traffic flow, mm-hmm. optimizing energy consumption, maybe even coordinating disaster relief efforts.
Yeah, it sounds incredibly efficient.
Right.
But it also makes me think about, you know, the potential downsides. What if these AI societies start making decisions that we don't understand or, you know, agree with? How do we ensure that they're still aligned with human values?
You've hit on one of the most important points here. As we create these, you know, increasingly autonomous AI systems, the question of control, of alignment, it becomes super important. It's something researchers are really focused on, trying to find ways to design AI that's transparent, accountable, and ultimately, you know, beneficial to humanity.
So it's like, we're not just building these AI societies, we're kind of like their architects.
Yeah.
Their ethical guardians.
Yeah.
Trying to make sure that they evolve in a way that actually serves all of us.
Exactly. It really highlights the responsibility that comes with this incredible technological advancement. We have a duty to make sure that these AI societies are making our world better, you know, not disrupting it in ways we can't control.
This is like deep stuff. It's exciting, but also a little daunting.
Yeah, it is.
But I have to say, I am starting to see the potential of this whole subconscious framework for AI. It's not just about making AI smarter or more efficient. It's about understanding how its thought process works and making sure it aligns with our values.
Exactly. That brings us back to the core of what the article is saying. Thinking about the subconsciousness in AI, it's not some abstract idea. It's a crucial step towards designing and managing AI in a way that's good for all of us.
So what are some of the like concrete steps that developers and researchers are taking to actually build this subconscious layer into AI? How do we go from theory to practice?
That's a great question, and it's the perfect lead-in to the next part of our conversation. The article actually highlights some really interesting techniques and approaches that are already being explored.
Well, listeners, you definitely won't want to miss this. Make sure you tune in for part 3, where we'll dig into those real-world applications and the cutting-edge research that's shaping the future of AI. Okay, so we've talked about this idea of AI having a subconscious, and we've even like imagined these future AI societies.
Mm-hmm.
But now I really want to know, how do we actually build this stuff? Like, what are the practical steps to designing AI with this subconscious layer?
That's where it gets really exciting. The article talks about some, you know, innovative techniques that researchers are already trying out. One approach is to create AI systems with what they call modular architectures.
Modular architecture. So like building with Legos. Each block does its own thing, and you can put them together in all these different ways.
Exactly. Imagine an AI where different modules handle specific tasks, like one for natural language processing, another one for crunching data, and another for making decisions. Each module kind of works on its own, but they communicate with each other through like really well-defined interfaces.
I see. So that modularity, that could be the key to creating these subconscious processes. Each module has its own internal logic, its own way of making decisions, almost like a specialized team within the bigger AI system.
Precisely. And the really cool thing about this modular approach is that it makes things, you know, more transparent and easier to control. Developers can actually look at what's happening inside each module and understand how it's contributing to the overall behavior of the AI.
So it's like having a window into each mini mind within the AI, making sure everything is working, you know, smoothly and ethically. But how do we make sure that all these different modules actually work together? Don't we run the risk of creating a system that's too fragmented, where each piece is just off doing its own thing?
That's a great point. And to address that, researchers are developing these sophisticated coordination mechanisms, almost like a communication protocol for these AI modules.
A communication protocol. So like a set of rules that govern how they interact, how they share information with each other.
Exactly. These protocols can make sure that each module is getting the information it needs, that it's not conflicting with other modules, and that it's ultimately contributing to, you know, the overall goal of the system.
This is starting to sound like a complex dance, with each module playing its part in perfect harmony. But what about those deeper subconscious processes? How do we design modules that can handle those more, you know, intuitive, less explicitly programmed tasks?
That's where things get really fascinating. One approach is to use techniques from machine learning, specifically something called reinforcement learning.
Reinforcement learning. That's where the AI learns by, like, trial and error, right? Like training a dog with treats.
You got it. In reinforcement learning, the AI agent has a set of actions it can take, and there's this reward system that tells it when it's doing something right. Over time, the agent learns to maximize its rewards by figuring out the best actions to take in different situations.
So we're not like programming every single step, but rather giving the AI a goal and letting it figure out the best way to achieve it. That's pretty amazing.
It is. And what's really cool is that these reinforcement learning algorithms, they can lead to what we call emergent behaviors. The AI starts doing things that we didn't explicitly program it to do. It's almost like it's developing its own intuition, its own subconscious understanding of the task.
Wow. Okay. That's mind-blowing. So instead of a fixed set of rules, we're giving AI the tools to learn and adapt on its own. Sort of like, I don't know, a human child exploring the world.
Yeah.
But then the question is, how do we control something that's constantly learning and changing? How do we make sure it doesn't, you know, go off the rails?
That's the big question. And it's something researchers are working really hard on. One promising approach is to actually embed ethical considerations right into the reward system.
Ethical considerations in the reward system.
Yeah.
So we're not just telling the AI to be smart, we're also telling it to be good.
Exactly. Imagine a reward system that not only rewards the AI for achieving its goals, but also for doing so in a way that's fair, transparent, and respectful of, you know, human values.
It's like building a moral compass right into the AI's decision making. Mm-hmm. I can see how that would be super important, especially as these systems get more autonomous and more integrated into our lives.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is really just the beginning. Researchers are looking at all sorts of techniques, like incorporating feedback mechanisms, developing AI models that can explain their reasoning, all with the goal of making AI that is not only powerful, but also understandable and aligned with our values.
Well, this has been one wild deep dive. We started with the philosophy of AI subconsciousness, then we got into the nuts and bolts of how to build it, and we even peeked into the future of, you know, these AI societies. What a journey.
It has been quite the exploration. And what's so exciting is that this field is constantly evolving. There are new discoveries and breakthroughs happening all the time. It's really a fascinating time to be following AI and seeing where it goes.
I couldn't agree more. So to everyone listening, keep your minds open, stay curious, and never stop asking why when it comes to AI. The more we understand about these incredible technologies, the better we'll be able to shape their future. A future where AI empowers humanity and helps us build a better world for everyone.
Well said.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this episode of The Deep Dive. Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep diving deep.